quick
in. I wanted to see if you have any comments on the news that's come out of Florida in the past couple of days, as far as they have a caging list of voters who they're trying to challenge at the polling places.
This is nothing but another attempt on the part of the Republican Party to frustrate, to break the spirit of black people. They have targeted this. They have planned it. And this press conference is not just about the monies that have been released, that should have been released. It's about the evil actions of people in the Republican Party who will do anything in the book and out of the book.
No, I definitely hear the frustration.
To control this nation, to be an imperialist power, and to deny all of our citizens equal protection under the law. That's the game plan of George Bush and Schwarzenegger. That's what it's all about.
What can people do in the next few days or on Election Day? Are people powerless?
No, they got power. They should not let anything break their spirit. We got to stand up and be tough and realize that tough times never last, but tough people do. And that's what we're sending as a message all across this country to these communities that have been disenfranchised for too long in this nation. And as I said in my remarks, it is dishonest, it's disingenuous, it's damnable, and it's devilish for Mr. Bush to talk about democratic process in Afghanistan and in Iraq when in the United States of America, we cannot even have people going to the polls without seeing themselves placed with barriers and discouragement and devilish and devious means to frustrate them. And that's what it boils down to.
Will there be any effort to monitor the elections on Election Day?
Oh, yes. We have thousands of lawyers throughout the South, particularly in the states of Ohio and Florida and Pennsylvania. But these are key swing states. And Mr. Bush and his handlers know this to be a fact. And that's the reason why they're going into these communities to try and raise these specious, silly, stupid questions. You know, if people are citizens of this country and they registered, what reason would they have to question their motives? Again, it's the language and the mindset of this administration. Preemptive strikes. That's what we did over in Iraq. And we're going to preempt, we're going to presume that people are not doing the right thing because they registered to vote. That's what it boils down to.
And if there's even more blatant fraud on Election Day, what will the NAACP do? Will there be a lawsuit?
Oh, there will definitely be lawsuits. If we find any evidence or trails of people trying to keep people from exercising their right to vote, we will be on the case. No question about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.